You don't treat me no good no more.
99.9 Radio USA. Jared Neiman there with Lover, Lover. It is 6:53, and we're at 32 degrees, and we just got a call from Rhonda, and Rhonda wanted to shout out to all the plow drivers, especially the MnDOT plow drivers that are taking care of business. Rhonda says the roads are in really nice shape, considering the snow that we've gotten. So thanks to all the plow drivers and everybody that does their job to keep us safe in especially weather like this. So thanks to the plow drivers and the folks who are plowing the parking lots and the streets and everything else this morning. Let's get weird, shall we? The Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Florida man found out that life was unfair when he tried to pull off a bank robbery, only to get caught because he couldn't elude cops with his getaway vehicle. The vehicle of choice for him was a city bus. Timothy Paul Jones went to a teller window at a Wells Fargo branch and passed a note demanding cash, which he grabbed before making his way to a gas station right across the street, where he changed his shirt in an effort to disguise himself. Well, the trick might have worked if he didn't have to wait for the number 124 bus, which he eventually boarded. Deputies didn't have too much trouble finding him on the vehicle, and they arrested him carrying the cash and the clothing that he was wearing during the holdup. A thug in North Carolina was hoping to get some cold cash when he pulled a gun on a convenience store clerk, but ended up having to settle for a cold beer when the cash register wouldn't open. John Setzer strolled into the Gastonia Express, whipped out a handgun, demanded that employee Charlie Welch hand over all the money in the till. When Welch didn't act fast enough, Setzer began firing into the air and then decided to try to open the cash register himself, and he failed miserably in the process. The heist wasn't a total loss. He did manage to snare a $3 beer before he bolted out the door directly into the clutches of the waiting police. And one more for you this morning. A Swedish prison inmate got drilled with an extension of his sentence after he broke out of jail to go to the dentist, even though he came back as soon as his appointment was over. The man, whose name was not released, was feeling down in the mouth after recurring tooth pain, which he claims was ignored by prison officials. He says that he waited 4 days for treatment, and when he couldn't take it any longer, he made a run for it, even though he had just 2 days left on his one-month prison sentence. Well, after getting the tooth pulled, he went to police, who took him back to prison, and he got one extra day tagged onto his sentence. He said, "I just couldn't stand it. Now I just have to pay my dentist bill." That, my friends, is your weird news this morning. It's 6:56.
Have you made your Christmas wish list yet? Put the two